It's time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we talk nutrition with registered dietitian and nutritionist Amber Boyens. And Amber, we're going to talk a little bit about a new business venture today on the radio.
I sure will.
All right.
Absolutely.
You're not working for your previous employer. You've kind of broken away and you're on your own and you've got your own business going on.
I do. So I started a business called IMU Nutrition. So IMU Nutrition. And the whole thought process behind that name is that, one, I'm helping families who, like our family, are dealing with food allergies, which, of course, is part of the immune system reacting to food and other various types of intolerances with food as well. But also the IMU kind of stands for I am you. That's right. We've lived that allergy life. So for families who are dealing with the challenges that come with food allergies, or individuals who are dealing with poor reactions to food and are just kind of trying to navigate that whole world, whether they have an allergy diagnosis or just kind of feel like they maybe don't react well to certain foods, we can try to help make sure that you're still getting adequately nourished within there while avoiding those things that make you feel not so great.
All right. Now, do you have a website set up, or you're working on one? I know
I've got one out there.
Is that up and running?
It is. You might find a glitch or two because web design is not my forte, but it is imunutrition.com. So IMU and then the word nutrition.com.
Okay, and there you'll be.
There I'll be, and people can contact me on there too. So
sounds good. All right. Well, today we're going to talk about supplements.
Yeah.
And whether they're good or bad or what.
Absolutely.
A lot of people take them.
A lot of people take them, and it's probably one of the more common questions I get in my office is about supplements. Often people will come to me already taking quite a few. So they'll bring in this list of 10, 15, 20 supplements that they're taking because they read about something or saw it on the news or it was recommended. Sometimes it's something that is recommended by a care team. So supplements, I can't universally say take them or don't, because it kind of depends on which. So I've got a list here of some of the most common ones. We can kind of go through the most common ones people buy and hit on those. And if people have other specific questions, they can either let you know or let me know. We can talk about it another week. But right at the top of the list is a multivitamin. You heard me talk about this just a little bit ago here. But multivitamins in general, if you are eating a well-rounded, diverse diet, so you're getting fruits and vegetables, you're getting protein sources, you're getting healthy fats, we've talked about all of those in different weeks, you probably don't need a multivitamin. And what I often tell people is that when you're taking it, your body is going to excrete anything it doesn't need or any of the water-soluble things it doesn't need. So you're probably just creating very expensive urine, is what I tell people. So a multivitamin isn't always necessary. It can be a nice catch-all for some people, but it's not always something that we need to be taking. B vitamins are another really common one that people take. So a lot of people will take a B complex, or they'll take an energy supplement that usually contains a B vitamin. And it's kind of a misconception. B vitamins are water soluble. So people think that, and what water soluble means is if you take in too much, you're going to excrete it. We also have fat soluble vitamins, and those we do not excrete if we take in too much. They get stored in our fat. So with B vitamins, because they're water soluble, people think that you can't take too much, but you can. So if we have a B complex, plus you're taking other supplements that have B vitamins in them, and you're getting it from your food, we can overdo it pretty quickly. B vitamins can be beneficial for some people, though. Some people have a genetic, it's called a SNP, a single nucleotide polymorphism, called the MTHFR. And for those people, they have a part of their detox pathway that doesn't work as efficiently. And sometimes a B complex, especially a methylated B complex, can be good, but not everybody needs one. So I would say with any of these, talk to your care team and see if they're necessary. Vitamin C is another one of our probably most common ones that people take, especially during cold and flu season. Vitamin C is also water soluble, and that one you will excrete if you take in too much. So if you're taking a high dose vitamin C once a day, you're not going to absorb very much of it. So it's a better use of your money and your time and energy and all of that if you take lower doses of that vitamin C a few times a day, like during cold and flu season versus that mega dose.
How about is it better to maybe just have a glass of orange juice or something like that?
Really?
Does that help? Or
that's a great question. And especially when it comes to vitamin C, we get it from so many different sources in our food. Of course, oranges are a big one, our citrus fruit in general. Yeah, I would recommend just getting it from your food. If your body needs a little extra boost, some people feel better with it, that's fine. But yes, I would prefer you just get it from that well-balanced diet. We find it in loads of fruits and vegetables. Now, vitamin C is heat sensitive. So if you cook something, you're going to lose the vitamin C that was in there. But all of our raw, like citrus fruits, like we mentioned, are a great source of vitamin C. Vitamin D is the other vitamin. That's probably the last vitamin that a lot of people will take a supplement of. I usually recommend vitamin D3 with K2 if you're going to take it. Often the recommendation is right around 2,000 IUs per day, but it's going to be different for everybody. So vitamin D, again, is fat soluble, so you can take too much. So usually at the clinic, they'll check your vitamin D levels. It's probably a good idea to know where your level's at before you start taking those supplements.
Okay. And I saw a program on TV the other night, which was where I kind of got the idea that we should talk maybe about supplements. It was a study by one of the major medical journals or whatever apparently had been done recently, and it said supplements, they didn't really find that they were necessary. They didn't really hurt you. But then I thought it was kind of interesting. They did mention a couple, I think it was vitamin E and was it carotene or something that you'd want to maybe stay away from and not take?
Yeah. So when we talk about those fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin E is another one. And in particular in smokers, vitamin E is not something that you should probably take in supplement form. Sometimes we'll see it in a lower dose in our multivitamins. That's fine. But I wouldn't take it intentionally as a supplement. Same thing with beta carotene or vitamin A. I would not take that in supplement form either. I would eat some really good orange fruits and vegetables and get the benefit there. And when it comes to supplements, supplements are kind of a tricky thing to research because since nutrition is such a young science, we don't know everything about. There's a whole field of it called nutrigenetics and nutrigenomics, where basically what we're looking at is the body's genetic makeup and how food interacts with every individual's genetic makeup. So when it comes to certain things like absorption, or I mentioned that MTHFR genetic mutation, we don't know about all of those different things. So some people might really benefit from some supplements. Some people might not benefit at all. Some people might feel worse on certain supplements. But we do know that there are some, like vitamin E. Also zinc. If we take zinc too long, we can throw off our copper in our body. So copper and zinc balance each other out. Sometimes they'll come together in supplements. But if you're intentionally taking a zinc supplement, and it's probably in the multivitamin you're taking, and it's probably in any immune supplement you're taking. Often I see people who have it coming from multiple sources and just take these forever. 6 weeks. That's about as long as dietitians usually recommend. But again, I'd work with your care team, because if your levels are getting off, that can certainly cause problems.
Well, I know whenever I've been into the doctor, they always ask what I'm taking.
Yes.
Because I do take Losartan, I believe it is, Losartan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How do you pronounce that?
Losartan.
Losartan, yep. There we go. For my blood pressure.
Yes.
And then I'm taking glucosamine, I'm taking quercetin.
Quercetin. Yep.
And I'm taking vitamin D.
Yep.
And I'm taking Ocuvite, which is
for the eye,
supplement there. And a baby aspirin. Every
day. There you go.
So that's what I'm on. So.
Yeah.
And I haven't missed a day of work in nearly 40 years. I did get COVID a couple of times. But
but you made it through better than a lot of people.
But I made it through, okay.
You made it through better than I did.
So it must be a pretty good, but they do ask at the doctor's office.
Absolutely.
They've got a record of it there. So, like I say, probably a good idea to make sure you're not taking something that's going to interact with something else in a negative sort of way.
Yes. Always be honest with your team, your care team, about what you are taking. It's important that they know so that they can look for those interactions, especially if it's an herbal. There are certainly times like your Ocuvite and some of those other supplements where it can be beneficial, but work with that care team. Make sure that it's the right thing for you before you start spending all your money on it.
Okay. All right. Well, good talk, good topic today. And of course,
you're
always willing to help people out with any questions they may have. And again, give them your contact info.
Yeah, you can reach me now at MU Nutrition. That's imunutrition.com. Or reach out to me here in town if you're local.
Right here in Madison.
You got it.
All right, very good. Well, Amber Boyens, appreciate the info. And we will talk again next Tuesday on another edition of Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.